This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump says he will not declare a national emergency over border security, but called on Democratic lawmakers to negotiate over his demand of nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico. AP Sagar Magani.
As for any message to workers not getting paid,
I just really appreciate the fact that they have handled it so incredibly well.
The president quickly added many of them agree with what he's doing. Timothy Shambles, not one of them.
Our paycheck shouldn't be sacrificed for a political goal.
Shambles furloughed and represents workers as head of a local union. He says they're being held hostage and many are struggling to pay their bills. Congress says all the affected workers will be paid in full once the shutdown ends. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that FBI officials were so alarmed by President Trump's behavior after he fired former FBI Director James Comey that they started investigating whether he was working against American interests. The Times cited anonymous former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation Friday, who said counterintelligence investigators looked into whether or not Mr. Trump was knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Russia's influence. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States plans to jointly host a global summit focused on the Middle East, particularly Iran, next month in Poland. Pompeo told Fox News that the meeting would focus on Middle East stability and peace to freedom and security.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-Civil War political structure might look like in Syria.
Pompeo's in the middle of an 8-day trip through the region. This is VOA News. The runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential election says that he will file a legal challenge to election results that gave the victory to one of his rivals. Martin Fayulu told VOA's French to Asia service, or I should say French to Africa service, that he will go to the Constitutional Court on Saturday and demand a manual recount of the vote. DRC President Joseph Kabila has already remained in office 2 years past the official end of his mandate. He was due to step down this month after 18 years in power once a new president was elected. A young Saudi woman who fled from her family out of fear for her life has left Thailand for Canada. That's where she's been granted asylum. Thai officials said Friday evening that 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Alkunin is en route to Toronto via Seoul, South Korea. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed that his country had granted her asylum and said the teen had chosen to live there.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations.
Alkunin has accused her family of abuse and had refused to meet her father, who traveled to Bangkok to try to take her back to Saudi Arabia. Three people were killed, nearly two dozen injured on Friday when a double-decker bus struck a bus shelter in Canada's capital. The police chief there said that the bus driver was arrested at the scene and taken in for questioning, but he declined to provide any further details.
As you can imagine, this is a very chaotic scene. Emergency responders were able to take control and assist those injured. An investigation is now underway on the cause of the collision.
Part of the upper right side of that bus was shorn off in the collision, which happened shortly after 4 p.m. at a busy transit center. Thousands of requests by men to bring in child and adolescent brides to live in the United States were approved over the past decade. That's according to government data obtained by the Associated Press. In one case, a 49-year-old man applied for admission for a 15-year-old girl. The age requirements for the person making the request or for that person's spouse or fiancé, by contrast, to bring in a parent from overseas, a petitioner, has to be at least 21 years old. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.